There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Keep Delaney America tonight. Hoping that you had a chance to enjoy the holiday with your family or friends, or just had a chance, like I keep saying over and over again, to relax. I guess it's in me to say, because everybody's going 100 miles an hour, that we're just burning up time. So I hope you got a chance to burn up time in a good way. In other words, in a fun way, frankly. Let's talk about something that's not fun and something I haven't talked about. I have talked about it on the show a ton. We've had experts on from A to Z. We've looked at the chessboard that is the Middle East. I call it the quicksand of the Middle East. But lately, ISIS has once again started making a lot of noise. And what does that mean? It means that we have to be concerned in one sense because we're involved in this as we're part of the coalition, in fact, really leading the coalition. So ISIS, at this point, they say, I just read a couple of different things about this and talked to someone, that really, it is true that ISIS is controlling most of Syria. So you think of those Syrian people. This is another time when we think of Memorial Day and you think of the blood, the sweat, and the tears that were spilled on so many battlefields. And this is a different world and a different kind of battlefield now. It's a mind field. ISIS is about control. ISIS is about doing something with very little. In other words, using the propaganda of social media to recruit people and to say, hey, look at us and look what we've done. And they're just despicable. But on the other hand, ISIS is the distraction that's being used to distract us. I think it's true from some other things that are happening. And we certainly have had enough people on the show that have said, while we don't want to see what's happening with ISIS, then it's another terror group. There have always been terror groups that we've had to deal with, and there's always been situations that we've had to deal with, whatever group it is, the PLO or whoever, and we have to constantly be monitoring what's going on in the world with the latest nut jobs, whether they're coming from the Middle East or from, someplace else. I'll tell you a big threat that now has really kicked open. The door has been kicked open on it since the Waco incident with the biker gangs. One of the things that's being discussed a lot is the fact that the cops are being targeted by some of these outlaw biker gangs. And notice how the police tried to handle what was happening in Waco. They knew it was going down, but they could only get so far in the middle of it. Because it was an unstoppable situation, and there's only so many. They're not, this isn't Goliath's army or something. And now it's pretty clear, and there's a lot of conversation about this, that there are cops that are being targeted. And how frightening is this? I mean, we understand that there's outlaw gangs, but here, this is just another criminal element or another body of, I'll say, nefarious characters who are after, police. And I wonder how long it will take before the people who really want to protect and serve get completely dissuaded from being in the gig. And hopefully that doesn't happen. Because as somebody who has come from a family that does have several members who are police officers, and I personally think they're good guys. I can't imagine if they weren't out there helping, if they weren't out there doing some of the things that they've done. And it's frightening to me to think that they're, and I don't blame people. They want to go to the academy. They're excited about it. They really do have that idea of protect and serve, and then they realize that the target on their back is that much bigger, and it's not worth it because they have a family, or they want to have a family, or whatever it might be. So You know, if you know a good cop, you run into good cops, for goodness sake, shake their hands, something, because the police had to, what they had to do with the biker scene, rounding them up, the banditos and the Cossacks, and now knowing that these notorious, dangerous bike gangs have, you know, all points bulletins, in a sense, out on the cops, not good. I've said this before, and this is with any of the gangs. It used to be that you weren't really trying to get in it with the police. If you had to have a firefight with them, fine. But it wasn't, the objective was to not kill a cop for fear of what would happen to you, that it'd be 10 times worse if you were caught doing whatever it is you were doing. I have to not let this go because I know it's a strange thing to bring up, but you know, the whole Osama bin Laden thing has been back in our minds lately. I think it's because there's been so much talked about lately with bin Laden and what they seized when they went into his lair. Well, this was released, 103 documents, the largest, they say, repository of correspondence ever released between members of bin Laden and other leaders of Al-Qaeda, as well as all the communications with terrorist groups around the Muslim world, which I think it's awesome that they have this. You know, all of this has been, I mean, it's just a treasure trove is what they're saying of what they found at Abbottabad, you know, in Pakistan. And they released the massive, and it was, they said it was massive, digital collection of English language books and think tank reports and government documents. They had like 266 of them total. Wow. And I'll just give you an example of one of the things they found. In an undated letter, bin Laden told jihadist militants in North Africa that they should stop insisting on the formation of an Islamic State and instead attack U.S. embassies in Sierra Leone and other areas and American oil companies. And he offered that same advice to an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen, telling it to avoid targeting Yemeni police and military targets, but instead to prioritize attacks on American targets. So there's no question he was trying to influence there and going after America, going after American targets. So then another thing that was kind of fascinating about the bin Laden stuff is what he was reading. That he had this library of, you know, of books that ran from Obama's Wars, which was a book written by Bob Woodward, and in a way you could kind of see that, to some of the other books that he read, countless books, and there were just countless books, they say, besides Woodward's books, that included some left-leaning authors, I guess, is the way to characterize it. Things that were written about the CIA, things that were written about, you know, wars in the past. Some of them were fantasy books and that kind of thing. So he was obviously preoccupied doing all that kind of stuff while he was in Pakistan. And I don't think we've heard the last of some of the things that went on in Abbottabad, which is great that they were able to get as much as they could from that compound when the Navy SEALs were trying to hurry up and hustle and get out of there. So it is Memorial Day, and then it's back to a short work week for some people. And I hope this summer brings you everything you're hoping for, including maybe a little time off. Coming up next, much more as we throw it to the other side here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.
Be conscious in every little thing you do.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've had him on plenty here on the show. Just terrific stuff. Going after companies holding their feet to the fire, as I like to say. And it's interesting what we're going to talk about this time around with Justin Danhoff, who's the director of Free Enterprise Project. We're going to talk about, really, why is it that certain companies are blasting or can blast religious freedom practices, but they don't have any problem with some of the other people that they're doing business with in other countries that do unbelievable things to people, including putting to death homosexuals. And we start with Marriott's CEO and his comments about Indiana's religious freedom restoration law, which we know became poker red hot controversial. Justin, as always, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Marriott's CEO and how you feel that, you know, it's kind of like talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, so let's start with the law, right? The Religious Freedom Restoration Act, whether it's the federal government's law that was passed in 1993 and signed into law by Bill Clinton, or the 31 states that have religious freedom laws. What those laws do is very important, because what has been reported by the leftist media is completely false and frankly just made up. All those laws do is say, if a state takes an action, whether it's the federal government or a state, when a government takes an action that might impinge upon someone's practice of their religion or their religious beliefs, the government body has to show that they have a compelling interest to take that action. So if an aggrieved party, a religious individual, feels that the government has overstepped, they can go to court, and a judge will ask the government body, what is the compelling interest you had in impinging on this person's religious freedom? That is all these laws are. None of these laws endorse discrimination. None of these laws legalize discrimination. Ted Kennedy, by the way, wrote the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and Bill Clinton signed it into law. I don't remember the leftist media losing their mind and claiming that there was going to be incredible discrimination. So fast forward 22 years, Indiana tries to pass a law modeled, by the way, on that same federal law, and the media and the leftist mob collectively lose their mind. And they claim that it's going to be open season for discrimination, that every business is just going to close their doors to homosexual couples. And so Arnie Sorensen, the CEO of Marriott, opens his big fat mouth and claims that the law is madness and idiocy. And as you pointed out, there's an extreme level of hypocrisy in attacking a law that would have nothing to do with discrimination, that would only protect individuals with strongly held religious beliefs, while he does business in countries where homosexuality is criminalized, where people are in fact put to death if they are homosexual in some cases. So Indiana's law, no discrimination. Happy to do business in some Arab and African countries where homosexuality is criminalized. And by the way, by extension, by doing business in those countries, presumably if Marriott is following the law, what else are they doing there? They're paying taxes.
Right.
So they're indirectly endorsing the government to pass those laws.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're profiting at the same time. And so it's what we have here is these CEOs, because Walmart's CEO has stepped up, said a similar stupid thing. Of course, Tim Cook at Apple has written an op-ed blasting Indiana. What they've done is they've sat down and they've said, well, in America, the communities of faith, the Christian community, they're just not very strong because they're looking at this as a business decision. They're saying, look, the leftist media will praise me. The LGBTQ, whatever the heck, you know, that whole strain is now, they'll praise me. And the Christian community isn't coalesced enough. They're not strong enough. They're not going to start staying somewhere else. They're still going to stay at Marriott. And so I can happily open my mouth because the cost of doing business is so low. So I went to the annual shareholder meeting of Marriott last week, and I blasted him. And I called him out on his hypocrisy. I put a cost of business where he didn't think there was one.
Wow, and they were probably surprised by that because I don't recall very many challenges in that direction. And this does show, doesn't it, Justin, that you dig a little deeper and you find out a few things that don't add up, particularly, like you say, you gave the example of Tim Cook and Apple, and he went nuts on this whole Indiana thing because it looked good, let's face it, like you said, playing up to the leftist side of the media, but not even thinking about what are we doing in these other countries, because you're right, that is definitely akin to an endorsement.
Yeah, it's akin to an endorsement, and it also it shows a few other things. It shows the power that this mob has, and believe me, I do think it is a mob. We were set up in this country, and religious freedom laws were set up in this country to protect individual liberty. And so the leaders of this mob that I like to call it, they know what this is really all about because they know that the federal law has been on the books for 22 years and no one in America has been denied a hotel room in all of that time because they're homosexual, right?
Right, right.
And certainly not because of the federal law. So they know that this is just a false cry of discrimination. It's fake. It's made up. It's invented. So what is it really about? The leadership of this mob know that it's about giving power back to the federal government and taking individual liberties away, because the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as initially passed, was to give power back to the people in your religious life and your religious practice where the government had overstepped. And so the left here is trying to give power back to the government to reduce individual liberty. Most of the mob is just, you know, they're just going along because they don't have any idea. They actually believe that this fake discrimination is happening. There is no pizza shop not making anybody a, you know, pizza for a wedding because nobody ever wanted pizza for a wedding. It's an invented story.
Right.
So it's really about power. And so that's where that's what's ultra concerning about these CEOs jumping on board. because not only are they just doing it for the PR coup that they think they're going to get, they are giving heft and weight and power to the mob that wants to give the power back to the federal government and away from individual liberties. That's what's very concerning about it.
Yeah, and do you think that, you know, when you do things like this and you go and you, for example, with the Marriott scenario, when you go and do that, do you rock their world? In other words, are they surprised? Are you kind of coming out of left field at them? Or do people see you coming? Are you like Bigfoot now?
On this issue, this was the first time we've confronted a CEO on this issue, and the CEO definitely was taken aback because, look, I'm sure he's a great businessman, but he's not a constitutional scholar. He clearly had no idea what religious freedom laws did. He just probably read a few news stories and was duped like everyone else and just opened his mouth. So I think that this was a big eye-opener. He actually, he was apologetic. He said, I had no intention to, you know, harm anybody of faith in this country. And I explained to him, well, that's exactly what you did. So I do hope that, you know, he takes a more reasoned approach next time a reporter asks him about a legal or policy issue, which is far from his field of expertise.
You know, it's interesting. It kind of points out the necessity. I mean, this is off in what I call the parking lot. But you would think when you are running a company like Marriott or your Tim Cook and your Apple, and maybe he doesn't care, but you would think that they would have to dive a little bit deeper because whatever they say, which is going to get some headlines in the gazillion business papers that we have from the Wall Street Journal to the Financial Times, perhaps to whatever, and all these business shows. So you would think they'd be kind of careful to make sure that they look at the issue from all sides, but like you say, probably not looking at a couple of articles and just going along with whatever's out there. That's kind of frightening in a sense.
Yeah, it's frightening because, look, our side of the ledger, like I want to call it, needs to do a better job of coalescing, needs to do a better job of putting the cost of doing business on these corporations. And if that were to happen, my goodness, yes, these companies could take a huge, not just public relations hit, but a financial hit, frankly, as well. Imagine if he had come out and said the opposite, right?
Right.
The mob on the left would be boycotting Marriott's across this country.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's where we need to coalesce and do a better job.
All right, Justin Danhof, always interesting, no doubt about it. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Going to hit the mailbag. I want to tell you also what's coming up on our next show. We're going to have a conversation with Jeffrey Hazlett. He used to be the chief marketing officer of the Kodak company. Boy, he's got great stories, this guy. Let me tell you, I met him in New York. We had a really good conversation. And at one point, he was even involved with Donald Trump. I think he came in, filled in a couple of times on The Celebrity Apprentice. He's a business guy, but he has such an interesting twist. He says he's a sometimes cowboy, and he wrote a book that I really love. It's called Running the Gauntlet: Essential Business Lessons to Lead, Drive Change, and Grow Profits. But you know, I read the book, and then I happened to meet him, and I thought, oh, he's got to come on the show, because I think you would all dig him, you know, Hazlett. And he's got this, he had a show on Bloomberg TV, and which he still does, but he's got this other thing called C-Suite, so anyway, that, it's pretty cool. So he'll be fun to talk to. He's had a very interesting life, you know, let's put it that way. And then we're going to talk to Ann Sarkeesian about gluten. All of a sudden, I'm running into a lot of guys and a lot of women who are saying they can't eat gluten. They found out there's something wrong with them. They couldn't figure out what it was. And they are detoxifying themselves from gluten. And then you start to say, well, I don't get it. What's the whole gluten thing? And you start to look around at gluten and what, you know, gluten, all the things that it's in. And it's like, whoa, boy, oh, boy. This would be interesting to tiptoe around it. And now they're making a lot of gluten-free things because that many people find out they have this weird imbalance. And, you know, you hear this in a lot of our spots on GCN where some of that is the whole gluten thing. They've got a problem with gluten, so they have this imbalance in their system. But anyway, she's going to fill in the blanks on how do you know you have a problem with it and what do you do? What are some of the things you can immediately do if you really believe that that's what it is? On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Sam, who says, Kate, to hear you talk about the train incident the other night, and then I saw pictures after I woke up today, and I couldn't believe it. Some of the pictures that people took inside the train, you could tell they were like a box that had been turned upside down, and that's the ones that were lucky because they weren't in the train that got completely flattened. How frightening is it, you said it, to be sitting there reading, doing whatever, and the next thing you know, you are violently being thrown around on that train, and you have no idea whether you're going to survive it or not. Yeah, you know, they say when you're in those moments in your life that time moves slowly, that it's just the panic sort of, I don't know if it's the panic that sets in. I guess it's that life flashes before your eyes, and I wonder how many people felt like that was happening. Got another one on the train accident. This one from Bruce, who said, Kate, I used to be an engineer on the LIE route, and I have to tell you that, you know, in Long Island, I have to tell you that I was always worried about things happening on the trains because of, to me, the way the maintenance was. There was maintenance, but how much can you really maintain some of these tracks? And then the trains, which they seem to be pretty good about when I was there switching in and out, but I think there's also a problem with younger engineers. And I just know from what I saw that that had to be just a disastrous nightmare for everyone involved in that and hitting the emergency brake and trying to make something happen and then seeing that it was much, much too late. Yeah, you got to feel that you're going 106 miles an hour for sure. All right, let's change gears. And this one comes to us from Michael, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about Maui before, and I think you've even done a show from Hawaii a couple of times. And it always kind of stuck with me. It made me want to go to Maui. So the airlines were offering some really cheap deals, and I got a chance to go with my wife to Maui. Just the two of us escaped for 6 days. And you are absolutely right. You really check your mind back on the mainland when you step off the plane. It was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Thank you for taking us there. I really, really liked it. By the way, Malakini was my favorite, and that whole snorkeling thing that you mentioned was the bomb. Boy, it seems like a long time ago. And I guess it wasn't that long ago. It was last year. It was the last time. And there is this cool place called Malakini. You get off a boat, then you snorkel, or you could actually dive, but snorkeling is fun. You just snorkel out there and then jump back on the boat and then come back in. Although lately they've had this tiger shark problem that's scary. And it's not that everybody's getting attacked by tiger sharks, but every 3 months or so you'll hear a story and it's somebody who's visiting and they're snorkeling and it's like, ooh, that's not good, the snorkeling thing. But, yeah, absolutely. Maui is a very cool place. And there have been some cheaper airline deals. I think the thing is, though, too, when you get over there, it's the hotels, and then you have to get a car and all of that. I think if you have a bunch of people with you, it's not as bad, or you just get lucky and hop on a super good deal. It's interesting getting that letter. Good for you that that email. Good for you that you went to Maui. All right, this one from Kenneth. I like that. Kenneth. There's a character in a television show named Kenneth that I liked. I guess it was 30 Rock. I think his name was Kenneth. So he says, I am so tired of hearing about Jeb Bush, Kate Delaney. If he runs, I don't think that the Republicans win. I think Hillary, no matter what she does or what she's accused of, can win. She could almost be accused of robbery and probably take the election. Why is Jeb Bush so heavily sought after and considered? What a nightmare for Republicans. Well, the problem with the Jeb Bush thing is that people are tired of the dynasties, I guess I'll call it that. And now a third Bush? I don't think so. Some people say, well, he should have been the one before, so now this is a give back. That's the problem. You can't reward people with leadership positions or say, hey, I think you deserve it because you were next in line and you were really the Bush that we thought was going to be elected. So you have the legacy. And we're gonna just back you. I mean, you absolutely can do that, but is that going to be enough to win an election against a Hillary Clinton and a whoever is on her card? And I don't see a lot of people raising their hand to say, yeah, I'm just jacked about Jeb Bush. So I agree. I wonder how that all plays out. Okay, so we move on to this one from Marsha. Listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kate, I've been listening to you for the last 6 months, darling. Sometimes when my schedule switches, I just download the shows and listen to them later in the day wherever I am. And I have to say that I think you're very entertaining. I know that you like horse racing and you know the Preakness is coming up. So what do you think happens with American Pharoah? Do you think American Pharoah can win this second leg of the Triple Crown and then make it interesting in New York? Well, the can is sure. The can is there. But will the horse win? Will the horse win is a whole other animal, because it's a 4-5 favorite right now, and I don't know, the horse looks good and is set to go off pretty good is what I would say. But what does that mean? The horse has to run on that day. All the things have to align right. And sure, looking at the horse, I would say, yeah, this horse has some speed, and this is a Bob Baffert trained horse, and I can think of other reasons, post positions, all kinds of things that I would say, yeah, the odds are sure. And the field is, of course, much smaller. It's way different than the Kentucky Derby, but that doesn't necessarily always help the horse. It just, there's so much of conversation about it, I think. And one race is out of the gate with a whole bunch of horses is different when you turn around and then go to the Preakness, a different track, a smaller track. But I would think with the speed that would probably denote that it's probably going to go off well. Let's put it this way. I would pick that horse. If I'm betting on that horse, sure, I will bet on American Pharoah in the number one spot, in the number one spot, going off in that spot with a 4-5 odds. And the field has 8 horses. There's another horse that I like in this called Firing Line. Gary Stevens is the jockey, and I really like him. So look for Firing Line in the 8 hole to break and make it pretty interesting. Mile and 316. Stay with us.
Lord, it almost went a flat. I caught that fat mill rambler, and I almost went a flat.
Pro From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Talked a little bit about the fact that you have a lot of people who are, and I think a lot, and what is that number when someone says, well, a lot of people, but I feel like in my own world, I could say maybe 100 people don't want to see Jeb Bush get the nomination, and they always say, oh, Jeb's a nice guy. I think he's a nice guy. He seems like a nice guy. But I just don't think he should be president, and I wouldn't vote for him. And I hope he doesn't get the nomination, because I don't think he wins. So, you know, then who wins? Who is the person that's going to jump into this thing that's going to win and beat whoever the Democrat is? You know, it's interesting, too, because Jeb knows he's going to run. He hasn't said decisively, but he kind of slipped, had a slip of the tongue today, and he said, I'm running for president in 2016. Whoops. I think you let the cat out of the bag. None of us really realized that. But on the campaign trail, I call it on the campaign trail, what are people saying? You've got Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who says, we can't afford, the U.S. can't afford four more years of Obama foreign policy, and he was defending the use of American military clout, you know, power, whatever, because, you know, there's talk, and this happens when you're talking about cutting down the budget of cutting bases and, you know, what can we do to knock off some of the money that we've got dangling out there. So his campaign is billing it as a major speech on foreign policy. He was trying, I think, to make some kind of a distinction with the president and Hillary Clinton and saying that, you know, we don't want to see the same thing. We don't want to see American strength ripped apart again. We can't afford to have our next president as one of the leading agents of the foreign policy carried over. We need something different. And he was delivering a speech at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York when he was talking about this, and he called for an increase in military spending, so not a decrease, not closing bases, and for the United States to aggressively confront Russia, China, and others that he says threatens our economic interest, that's what we should do. And he said, let's issue the warnings to those countries, even Iran, and those that try to block global commerce. And I think specifically he's talking about the South China Sea. China claims control there, and they're building islands in the Strait of Hormuz, where, of course, Iran had recently stopped a Marshall Islands flagship. And Rubio really swung hard at this. Obama's recent budget called for over $600 billion in defense spending, which is higher than the so-called sequester levels, but he says we should have a three-pronged, Rubio, foreign policy doctrine, boosting the military budget beyond levels that are already imposed by the automatic budget cuts from 2011, and that we need to not waste our time on stupid stuff. We can't waste our time on stupid stuff anymore. We have to waste it on better stuff than that. But, I mean, I understand what he's saying, especially when he talks about Russia and China and Iran and other countries and what they're trying to do and blocking ships and all of that kind of stuff. So it's pretty interesting. He is a first-time lawmaker, and he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Intelligence Committee, so he's probably one of the biggest critics of Obama's policies. So he did say, he gave us some meat. There's a three-pronged foreign policy doctrine. Boosting the military budget was one of the things beyond the levels imposed in 2011. So he's very specific about that. And to get rid of, to counter the doctrine for tackling world affairs. So don't keep doing the same things over and over again. Interesting. Looking beyond military power, spreading economic, political freedom, that kind of thing. Some of what he said I agree with. Some of what he said that has been the biggest problem, I think, here in the United States. And the foreign policy, setting foreign policy is huge. I mean, you can't be weak, you can't appease, and you can't keep fit. When you go in that same direction, you keep failing. You got to turn that around and fast, because we definitely live in a global world. So on the campaign trail, Marco Rubio talking about economics, Jeb Bush slipping and saying he's running for president for 2016. Whoops. And then a few others trying to decide whether or not they're going to run. John Bolton, for example, is going to make a decision on Thursday. The former U.S. ambassador to the United States, he's going to decide whether he's going to run for president or not. So that would be yet another name you might not have been thinking of, although he hinted about that way before this. He's talked about it, so I don't think it's new. I think for some people it might sound new, but if you were really paying attention a couple years ago, he kept saying that. And he's made stops in states like the same states that everybody else is, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. And they're not campaign stops, but he was kind of testing the waters. He thought about doing it in 2012, decided not to.
Now he's been much more serious. Bolton has about $6.5 million in his two political action committees that have his name. So there you go. There's some money there. He certainly would need more than that, but it's a little bit of money. And if you look at his resume, he served under George H.W. Bush as the Assistant Secretary of State, and later for G.W. Bush as the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Affairs, and then, of course, the UN, the U.S. Ambassador to the UN 2005 to 2006. But would he be a top candidate for president if he joins the race? I'm going to say no. He makes it interesting, but I don't think so. And if he decides to run because of the rule changes for primary debates, that limits the number of candidates invited to each debate, so that could affect him. Because they certainly can't have 50 people on the stage who decide they're running on the Republican side. I mean, I'm exaggerating the number, but it's a lot of people who are saying they want to hook up. 20 is not an unbelievable number. It wouldn't be shocking if there were 20 people that decided they were going to run. Isn't that crazy? 22, how many Democrats? Four, five? Five Democrats, if they're lucky, if they get five Democrats, you know, running. Whew. All right, normally we do a segment called We Can Count, and I'm going to throw this out early. How about $9 million? We're going to finish on this number. You know what that $9 million is? That's the rioting damage estimate for Baltimore. $9 million. 30 businesses were ripped up. One home had a lot of damage to it, and there were other things that lead to that number, but that is a pretty big number for people to try to burn down their own hometown, and now rebuilding some of those areas a little bit here and there where you had, you know, firebombed cars and that kind of stuff and looting and rioting. There certainly was some sustained damage. That's how you get that $9 million. But they're working on that already. They're working on putting the pieces back together in Baltimore. And thank goodness we haven't had anything for now well over a week, right? It's been well over a week plus since anything awful's happened in Baltimore, protesting the death of a black man from injuries in police custody. And that's going to get wild as we get closer to the trial, I think. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.